down and try to sneak in our hijinks along the way. Gentlemen, good morning.
Get right up to those mics, guys. It's like it's a good-looking girl you're getting ready to lay one on.
What's your names?
Brody Wilson.
And Matt Byton.
Brody and Mike?
Matt.
All right, you got to pass the test first. Hershey's or Reese's Peanut Butter Cup?
Reese's.
Reese's is gonna be such a favorite.
They're tough.
Twix and Butterfinger?
Twix.
Heath Bar or Almond Joy?
Ooh, neither.
You got to pick one.
Heath Bar.
I'll switch it up. Almond Joy.
Oh, he switched it up on a Snickers or Milky Way?
Snickers.
Milky Way.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
And M&M's Peanut or Three Musketeers?
M&M.
M&M's.
All right. I see a trend developing here.
Yeah.
These are hardworking young men. They do stuff I would never do, and the only person, the only connection I ever had was with Sandy O'Connor. He used to do that motocross stuff, and I still to this day don't know how, of all people, Sandy O'Connor.
I would not have guessed that was Sandy. And, you know, back then, when we were growing up, guys, motocross, I remember one of my best friends, all it was going on a dirt track and doing jumps. You had a few jumps. Well, now it's gone crazy. You guys are doing loop-de-loops. And,
jackass stuff.
I mean, it's crazy. I mean, how high do you get maybe your biggest jump? How do you go in the air?
Most of them were like 30 to 35 feet off the ground.
And you're doing flips. You're going backwards. Like, what is the number one flip, the number one act call that you do, the number one jump you do, or the top jump at the show?
Like the biggest trick?
Yeah, biggest trick.
Probably like a kiss of death. Flip.
Kiss of death.
And what is a kiss of death?
It's just when you like loop the bike out and jump up vertically above it, kind of like doing a handstand
above it.
You come off the bike, but you hold on by just the handlebar.
Do you ever totally let go of the bike?
Yeah, all the time.
Brody's really good at like all the like hanging off completely. Like
I saw this on ESPN last week. I think the guy was doing it with a snow thing though.
Snowmobile.
Yeah, and he let go and he didn't quite catch up with it, and it landed about 4 feet in front of him. And I was surprised the guy didn't get killed. I mean, I think I saw that one. It took off ahead of him, and he was like, "Uh oh!" And he wasn't going to catch. Has anything like that ever happened with you? Certainly in practice.
Well, no, I haven't actually missed it. But that guy,
really?
That guy that did miss it's actually here, the snowmobile rider.
Oh, he is. This weekend.
He's one of the quad riders at the show.
The show is called
Nuclear
Cowboys,
by the way. I want to say
he came
back and won the event, too.
Yeah, he did. He got gold.
Well, I've always wondered, speaking of, it's the Nuclear Cowboys show. It's a Friday and Saturday night at Verizon. But how do you practice that? I mean, you can't, because you're going to fall. I mean, do you just do it and fall? Where do you practice? How do you do that?
We came from racing motocross, and then from all the jumping on the track, you just kind of just start letting go of limbs, and you just get comfortable.
Do you have a pit where you make mistakes and you're protected, or you just keep doing it? And if you missed it,
no, we kind of hucked it. A few of us come from like BMX dirt jumping background, and you just kind of just start letting like your arms off, letting your legs off, and then you.
But
just
what happens? You never mess up during practice. I mean, as you're learning these things.
Oh yeah, our skeletons aren't very straight.
Okay, all right.
We've hucked it up around here.
Hucked
several
it up.
Times,
he's Mr.
Yes.
Hucker right over there.
As a matter of fact, he's been called a mother.
Mother Hucker.
Mother Hucker. Mixed company.
Now, for example, people have no idea what happens at the Nuclear Cowboys show. What is it? What actually happens?
Well, it's set in like a kind of a crazy futuristic world, like a post-apocalyptic era. And there's just two battling motorcycle tribes just kind of fighting for supremacy there. And then there's like this other group, the Cyborg Army. They want to come in and take over everything, so we're just all battling and jumping.
So this is new for the fact you got theater involved. Normally it's just your motorcycle jumps, but you've got some kind of drama involved and a little show elements to it.
Is there any fire involved?
Yes.
All right.
Have you had anybody hurt? I mean, I guess that's part of the deal.
You ever broken bones?
Oh, I bet you they have.
Yeah, everyone in the show has.
Well, don't talk
about it. Yeah, everybody has. What do you think?
Hell, I work for a radio station. I broke a bone. It happens. What's the most severe injury either one of you have had? And when you had that injury, did you say, that's it, I'm not doing that no more?
Yeah, you pretty much say that after every injury lately. You know, it gets pretty old for sure. You get sick of going to the hospital,
where they get all the girls though.
You gotta have copay.
That's the benefit. Yeah. You go to the hospital, but you get a lot of girls.
Got to get everything rubbed out properly.
There you go. Hucked and rubbed out properly.
How in the hell he's able to take what we're talking about to girls?
Well, I'm telling you.
He's a genius.
It's a fact. Listen, motorcycle
At
guys.
Least it's not guys.
Motorcycle guys get the girls. Come on, you admit it.
Fonzie.
Yeah, girls are crazy about guys on motorcycles. I mean, that's the bottom. But
like guys in Jeep Cherokees, too.
Listen, we're older than you guys. We're going to give you one name. Two words. That's all that needs to be said. Evel Knievel.
Well, he's the godfather of it all.
Did
right?
Did you see the Caesar's Palace jump where he breaks 5,000 bones? I'm sure you've seen that, right?
They were not even their mother's womb mate at the time when that happened.
How raw was that back when nobody else was doing it back then?
You guys weren't even born then.
No, they weren't. Yeah. No. I mean, no, he does not. Oh, my gosh. He pulls up his pant leg and he's got Evel Knievel tattooed on his calf.
All right.
Look at this. Show Roger over
Beautiful.
There.
Beautiful.
Let me tell you now. See, you just endeared yourself to our show.
Can you make it talk?
Can you make it talk? Full size of
it
from his knee
buddy.
Down to his ankle.
That is awesome.
So you know all about Evel Knievel.
Well, not all about him. Just he's big.
He was the father of sort of what you do, right?
So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, Evel Knievel Jr. has gone on, and I understand one of the girls has his tattoo on their ass. Could we see that?
Anyone? Bueller?
Sure. Yeah. Evel Knievel G-string today.
Well, I'm sure you know Robbie. I mean, Robbie Knievel is probably because he's done it.
Did he jump like his dad, too?
No, he tried.
Yeah.
He's a wannabe.
Can I tell you, back, guys, you don't remember this, but back then it was such a big deal. You had the top sports broadcasters in America covering his jumps. Howard Cosell.
He had a toy made after him.
Had toys. What was the guy, Tommy? It was Meredith, the guy from Monday Night Football.
Keith Jackson.
No. The one of the main guys.
Cosell?
No, the other one.
I think Cosell did do some of it, didn't he?
The guy who had the wife. He cheated on his wife.
I think they all did it.
Frank Gifford, I think. Goes up to him after he what do you think, Evel? He's just got through jumping. He's broken arms. And, I don't think I'm going to do this again, you know? Yeah.
Of all the things Frank Gifford did in his life, he got cheated on his wife.
Gifford. But I'm just saying, back then, that was the one guy. Well, now, this has become, obviously, a popular craze for young people. I mean, whether it be snowboarding, whether it be whatever, but I think probably the most dangerous is yours just because of the power of the motorcycle.
Yeah, the bikes have came a long way. You know, we got way better suspension and more power, and the power is better on the bike, so I think we're able to.
Roger was saying that your horsepower stinks.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you guys have used ball bearings. What's top speed when you hit that ramp?
I think it's only 27 miles an hour.
Oh, really? Okay. But when you're in the air, even though you're hitting that pad on the other side, if you hit that thing, it still got to leave a mark.
Yeah. Ronnie Feist, the leader of the militia, hit the wall at the end of last year and broke his femur.
I guess you had plenty of medical staff on standby. Yeah.
Actually, they're kind of not to belittle the paramedics, but we were at the first stop in Baltimore, and our snowmobile guy landed. I went long, and he dislocated both shoulders, and the paramedics couldn't put his shoulders back in, so they asked me and another rider, Mike Mason, to put his shoulders back in for him. And
ouch.
Looked over. I thought the paramedics were going to pass out, so I was like, and you guys are paramedics? Like,
wow. Well, do you guys have names in the shows, or do you go by your actual name, or what's the scoop?
Nah, during the show, we're just the only two that really have solo parts of the leaders of each team. Everyone else just kind of follows in line.
Do they have speaking parts?
No.
Okay.
No, there's kind of voiceover parts where they're doing stuff.
I think that's the next thing you do, guys. You go speaking parts. And bring out a girl that you have to rescue or something like that.
Well,
we
want a crowd. We don't want to do that, man. Right. Take it easy on us.
Right. I will find you. Okay. So, I mean, this is Mad Max is what is similar to what you guys are doing.
But are there guys in your troop or whatever you call it that have it out for each other, have it in for each other,
don't get along? Yeah, everybody get along, or do people get jealous of the other jumpers? Or?
Oh, we hate the militia for sure. They're a bunch of sissies.
I like your style. Yeah, just step right forward. I hate your style.
How covered up are you with padding? And I know you have to have some flexibility, but are you cover yourself up pretty well?
I pretty much just wear a helmet and knee pads and boots. I don't wear the neck brace or chest
protector.
You
don't wear a cup?
Nothing. Nope.
Well,
no cup.
The cup.
No, not at all.
I remember this. Wasn't there a story about a kid who it's parallel. There's ESPN did a big story, I think, and I thought he was a motorcycle jumper, and he had a feud going with another guy. Maybe it was not the same kind of style you guys do, but I remember. I mean, he's paralyzed to this day, and that's got to be a risk in your back of your mind to know every day that could happen. You just block it out, and don't worry about it, or do you? That's just part of the adrenaline that you know that hey, this may be my last ride. This may be something that, you know, injures me for life.
I got two words for you: pay attention. And you won't, have that problem.
Doesn't happen, huh?
I thought the two words were going to be paycheck.
I did too. So what time does the show start?
7:30 tomorrow night and Saturday night.
At Verizon Arena. So
We've got some tickets to give away.
We do.
We can do that with stupid questions.
What is a cool motorcycle for that genre? You know, I know you're not driving big Harleys out there, so what is the style bike?
We're both riding Yamaha YZ250s.
That's exactly what Roger likes. Yep. That's his favorite.
I go 250, 251.
I got boarded out to a 251.
Well, back then, it's always been what? Kawasaki, Suzuki, and Yamaha. Hello, where's that coming from? Yeah, how about that? Thank you.
Don't buy a Cowie, they always blow up.
Cowie. Yeah. Cowies.
Yeah. Or cowards.
See, back when we were young, if somebody had a go-kart without a governor, we were cool. Kids today have motorcycles that go 100 miles an hour.
Look, I put a card on my bicycle spoke. That was the most that I'd done.
Now, do you guys like the ninja bikes that go 300 miles an hour or whatever, you know, jokingly down the highway? You guys don't do that, do you?
No, not into that.
No. You're smiling like you might be, but not really.
You know what the thing is? I can't parallel park or even pull a boat. And for you, when you guys do the loop-de-loops, let alone let it go and then crawl on the back of the seat, hang on, and then get back on it. I mean, that is amazing. That's amazing.
And it does help attract girls to you. I mean, girls like the danger.
Mark too.
We've established
that.
You go Friday and Saturday. Guys, if you want to see hot chicks, go Friday and Saturday night because they will be watching. And of course, if you're not riding a bike, and then you have an after party or anything where you meet all the girls?
We always party after, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And here's the deal. Tommy, you make fun of me wearing a jersey at an event or something like that, but David has all that gear, the pads and the helmet and everything. He'll wear that out there just
to carry the helmet
under his deal and be a
I'm the father of some of the jumpers.
Are you wearing all the gear?
I don't doubt
that's
it.
That's correct.
I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it at all. What's the longest time you've ever been in the air?
I think my biggest jump's around 200 feet. I think I just made one at the sand dunes around Halloween back by my house in Reno, Nevada. I think we measured it out to be like 205 feet.
How many seconds is that?
I don't know. I was more focused on the landing than counting the son of a bitch.
Touche, my friend. Touche.
Well spoken.
Well, how was it? You know, he's mentioned Knievel. What would you compare his jumps to what you guys are doing? Was what he did back then still amazing for the distance or now?
And the bike. Well, the bike itself.
And the bike, yeah.
Yeah, I would say so, just because of the bike he was riding.
Yes,
I wouldn't jump that far on any of
those. Okay, the bike he was riding.
That's a good one. How much, I mean, can you tell me, because of that, what his bike may have weighed compared to what yours weighs?
Is it too heavy, not enough power, are you saying? Is that what the deal, the difference?
Well, it has, like, the power. It just doesn't have the suspension. You're going to land hard no matter.
Oh, that's true. I remember seasons where you can see that bike hit.
It's so soft it's going to give out.
You compare a car to cars in the 1970s. Okay. Yeah. Look how far they've come. What's up, Greg?
I was just saying about those tickets you just mentioned about giving away. I think it'd be pretty cool to take my son to it.
There you go. All right.
Teach him something that he's not going to do.
Gonna take you out tonight, son, and show you what you'll never do in your life, no matter what you think.
Exactly. I love you. That is never gonna happen.
Fix him up, RJ.
There you go. Give him two tickets.
I will say this: as a little kid, my uncle was on a mini bike. Remember, I don't know if you guys remember mini bikes.
Yeah.
And he fell off. He was going too fast, and he took all the skin off the front of his. I mean, he was in the hospital for weeks. Nice. And my dad said, if I ever catch you on a motorcycle, you will be done. Oh, and so I've never to this day because of that. So I guess did you guys have parents or relatives that got you interested? Yeah. Or were they like, no, mama doesn't want you doing that, or dad doesn't want you doing that?
No, my dad was pumped on it. He got us into it.
Really?
See, that's so different.
Fully supportive of
us. My grandpa raced like Harleys and stuff on the motocross tracks all the time back in the day.
That's cool.
Is yours in the family?
Yeah.
Or were you the, so it's passed down, so it's second nature. To you guys.
Yeah. You can put your eye out.
Do you ever watch American, I'm asking these guys, you ever watch American Pickers and see where they find these old motorcycles? You guys are like the old style motorcycles. Do you ever watch those? Are you familiar with the old style or is all?
Yeah, my dad just gave me a 69 Triumph from my grandpa, so I'm really stoked to have that.
Wow, that is cool. Yeah. You're thinking how old 69 is, he's thinking. Yeah. You know, back when we were little kids.
That is pretty old.
Well, it's a good number, too, so it's a good year for
Bada boom.
See, I didn't say that.
I got you.
He said that, not me. Thank you.
Happy thoughts.
Now, do you guys
guys are where and when?
At the Verizon Center, Friday night, Saturday night at 7:30.
Yep. Tickets are how much for? $20 for?
$30 for adults, $15 for children ages 2 to 12. And you can go to Ticketmaster.com or call them at 800-745-3000.
Do earplugs come with the when you buy your ticket? No?
No.
You got to bring your own.
It's not as loud as a truck pull, is it?
But it gets loud, though.
They got explosions and stuff in there. It's pretty
loud.
Cool. Yeah.
Cool.
Well, thanks, guys. Good luck to you. Safe jumping Friday and Saturday night.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks for more food that'll be healthy for our heart. We've got McDonald's. We've got donuts and cigarettes. I don't know where we could possibly go wrong.
All American.
Hey, well, good luck to you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming up. We still got Steve Shields and
Tavern.
We got folks coming. Line them up. Bring them on in. Y'all have a good time.